Yamashrityendriyat Ratin Durjayan Itasharamai Vayam Jayema Helabhir Dasyun Durgapatir Yata. As a fort commander very easily conquers invading plunderers, by taking shelter of a wife, one can conquer the senses, which are unconquerable in the other social orders. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of the four orders of human society, the student or brahmachari order, the householder or grihastha order, the retired or vanaprastha order, and the renounced or sannyasi order, the householder is on the safe side. The bodily senses are considered plunderers of the fort of the body. The wife is supposed to be the commander of the fort, and therefore, whenever there is an attack on the body by the senses, it is the wife who protects the body from being smashed. Hare Krishna. The sex demand is inevitable for everyone, but one who has a fixed wife is saved from the onslaught of the sense enemies. A man who possesses a good wife does not create a disturbance in society by corrupting virgin girls. Without a fixed wife, a man becomes a debauchee of the first order and is a nuisance in society. Unless he is a trained brahmachari, vanaprastha, or sannyasi, unless there is rigid and systematic training of the brahmachari by the expert spiritual master, and unless the student is obedient, it is sure that the so-called brahmachari will fall prey to the attack of sex. There are so many instances of fall down. Even for the great yogis like Vishwamitra, a grihastha is saved, however, because of his faithful wife. Sex life is the cause of material bondage, and therefore it is prohibited in three ashrams, and is allowed only in the grihastha ashram. The grihastha is responsible for producing first-class brahmacharis. The grihastha is responsible for producing first-class brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis. I only have 10 minutes. And this is quite a deep subject that is being presented here by Srimad Bhagavatam. So I will share a few thoughts with you, because Yudhisthira Prabhu has to go to work. And I have his watch. Here in Kashyapa Muni is in a position where his wife, Diti, is assuming a role that is opposite to her responsibility. The duty of a wife, according to this sloka, is that she is to be shelter for the husband, who protects the husband from the invading plunderers of the senses and their objects. Ready? As a fort commander, easily conquers invading plunderers, By taking shelter of a wife, one can conquer the senses, which are unconquerable in other social orders. So Diti, who is supposed to be protecting Kashyapa Muni from engaging in sense gratification against religious principles, is actually inducing him to do that. So he is explaining what really the true duty of a wife is. Prabhupada explains in purport that if one has the propensity and one has very good training and good association, then Brahmachari Ashram is a very, very effective position to become perfect. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in regard to Raghunath Bhat Goswami, Lord Chaitanya specifically instructed him, do not marry. He wanted him to be brahmachari. Because he had proper association, his father is Tapan Mishra, and his mother was a very, very great Vaishnavi. And he had that capacity, he had that propensity. So, do not marry. It will simply be a disturbance for you. You can give your body, mind, life, words, everything for seva. But herein, Prabhupada explains that if one doesn't have that propensity, if one doesn't have that association and that good training, then brahmachari life is very dangerous because the senses are very strong. And thus one can violate religious principles and even corrupt innocent women. Prabhupada explained, it is better to be an honest grihastha than a cheating brahmachari. But of course, that means an honest grihastha. And being an honest grihastha is not easy either in this age of Kali. However, Srila Prabhupada explains here, the householder is on the safe side. Because there is a facility to participate in the drive of sex desire, subtle and gross. If Krishna consciousness is based on Guru Saru Shastra in our Grihastha Ashram, then we live by principles. Prabhupada explains in one place, actually here, that in three ashrams, sex is forbidden. Forbidden. And it's hypocrisy, it's cheating to try to satisfy one's senses through overt sexual or unnecessary sexual relationships, even on a subtle level. This does not mean that a brahmachari has to be free of sex desire, because factually, to be free of sex desire means you're a pure devotee. Only a liberated soul is free of sex desire. Prabhupada said liberation means no sex desire. So brahmachari is a student. But a brahmachari should have the capacity and the determination in which, although it's a struggle, it's a serious struggle to overcome this allurement of Maya, he's able to do it, willing to do it, and happy to be doing it. Shouldn't be depressed.
shouldn't be miserable. Why don't I have this?
Devotee, it's a struggle. But a person who has the capacity of brahmacharya is happy to make that struggle. He's actually enlivened to make that struggle. Yes, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to endure. And yes, these feelings are there. But I'm going on with my service. I'm going on with my sadhana. And I'm just happy to be struggling this. It's giving me a higher fulfillment. That type of person who has good training and good association can remain brahmachari. But if we're becoming depressed, if we're becoming lonely for the association of opposite sex on a longer basis, we're feeling loneliness and incompleteness, then that's certainly a very strong indication that one is in a safer and more progressive position to be married. And if the wife is actually Krishna conscious, if the wife is really supporting and helping her husband on the path of purity, then the wife is considered in this verse to be a safe shelter for the husband and should be respected and honored in that way. In the Grihastha ashram, we find amongst cultured families, even today, the wife is very highly respected and honored by the husband as well as by the other family members. Motherhood is considered a very, very sacred service. In the more uncivilized, lower classes of people in India, we have seen the wife is treated kind of like dirt, as some kind of inferior creature. But amongst the more cultured people, the wife and the mother is honored in a very exalted position by all the family members. And this Prabhupada also taught us in this way. He gave great honor and encouragement to all of his ladies who were sincerely dedicated to following the principles of bhakti. That is protection of. If a woman is properly protected, then the power of the virtues of her Krishna consciousness has such a sustaining and inspiring influence in the whole family. And sometimes the husband is weak and the wife protects. Sometimes the wife is weak, the husband protects. There is this mutual protection. This is what Grihastha life means, with Krishna in the center. Generally, the wife is taking care of the house, and the children, and even the worship is giving all facilities for the worship. We have seen husband does puja in the morning, but the wife has everything arranged for him. Really, she's doing 90%, and he does the 10% that just is the actual offering to the deities. But if she was not doing all that, then he would have no time, he would have no energy to do. This is a typical Brahmin family, actual Brahmin family. So they are a team. They have their roles, they have their responsibilities, they're working together to raise children, to serve Guru, and to serve Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed how to be perfect in both the Grihastha ashram and Sannyasa ashram.
He came in the role of a devotee. So he wanted to teach the highest principles by his example. It is described when he was married to Lakshmi Priya, or later Vishnu Priya, after Lakshmi Priya left this world. How they worked as a team. He would go out and teach his students, and his wife would take care of his mother, Sachimata, who was an older widow. His wife would just... It's his responsibility to take care of the mother. But his wife did all the work, practically. She assisted her husband. She took care of Sachi Devi so nicely, so perfectly, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just had complete confidence in it. He didn't have to think about it. He just went out. He didn't have children, but certainly a wife is meant to be taking care of the children very perfectly so that the husband could do his responsibilities without being in anxiety or having to think about these things. And that gives him strength. That gives him strength to do his service to humanity, to society, or to his occupational needs, because the wife is taking care of a very, very difficult, time-consuming, and sacred part of his life, either taking care of the mother or taking care of the children. Lord Chaitanya would invite guests, sadhus, Vaishnavas, to his house. And Lakshmi Priya would cook wonderful, wonderful prasad for everyone. Yes? She would have it cooked. She would have everything arranged so nicely. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just welcome the sadhus and serve it out. It's a team. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rise in the morning, all the puja paraphernalia, all the tulsi leaves, all the flowers, everything was there for him to perform his seva. So in this way, we see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Priya set example of perfect grihastha life, where Krishna's in the center. Lord Chaitanya would be in so much ecstasy with Vishnu Priya. He was already initiated by Ishwara Puri. He would pick up his Shalagram Shila to do puja. And just by looking at his Shalagram Shila, he would be in such ecstasy, so much ecstasy. He would just weep torrents of tears, so much tears that his entire clothes and body were soaked. No, you can't do puja like that. So then he would go and he would take bath and his wife would have fresh clothes for him again. And then he'd sit down and he'd just start weeping and crying, just looking at the Shila, thinking of Krishna. Then he'd go and take bath and she'd have another set of clothes for him. He'd come back and this went over and over and over again. And finally he realized, I can't do it. He asked Gadadhar Pandit, you know, you do the puja. I can't do the puja. I'm not qualified to do the puja. And so here we find how the wife and husband are working together so nicely to worship the deities in the home, to make the home a beautiful, wonderful temple, and to serve the Vaishnavas, to serve the Guru. When that mutual understanding is there between husband and wife and Krishna consciousness, then factually, the wife is shelter from the husband, and the husband is shelter for the wife. Here in Kashyapa Muni is emphasizing from one point of view, but in many other parts of Bhagavatam, we understand both points of view, that the husband is shelter of the wife is shelter of the husband. When they both accept their prescribed responsibilities with Krishna in the center, to serve the Lord, to serve the Guru, and to serve the Vaishnavas. And now I must end class because I must depart from Laguna Beach. It has been a great pleasure, honor, and fortune to be amongst you. Perhaps I'll see some of you in L.A. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Especially it's very important that the husband and wife create environment amongst each other
in such a way that there is service, guru, Vaishnav, sadhus, and there is a great encouragement, inspiration that is generated from their relationship to take shelter of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. It's exactly 15 minutes. Hare Hare.